Many communities fear the economic devastation of losing a base. For a sense of what those communities might learn from the past, NPR's David Shaper examines what has become of a base that closed a decade ago. It's the Glenview Naval Air Station in Illinois.
It's hard to imagine now, but this used to be a runway, with these rolling hills and manicured greens and fairways surrounded by stately upper-middle-class homes. It's hard to imagine as anything but suburbia.
Just take a look at that map there. That kind of tells it all.
That's how it was before.
Nancy Furfer, the former village president of Glenview, Illinois, is inside a village office, walking over to a huge aerial photo of what the town looked like in 1993.
This is when it was still an existing naval air station, planes and all. And you can see all the concrete and all the buildings that were there at the time.
Furfer was just about to take office when the Pentagon put the Glenview Naval Air Station on that year's base closure list. At the time, the base employed nearly 400 civilians, 1,800 active military personnel, and pumped an estimated $165 million a year into the local economy. This bedroom community grew up around the air station, and for nearly 60 years, it was what Glenview was known for. Nonetheless, a key element of Glenview's immediate strategy, Furfer says, was to not fight the base closing.
The advice we'd gotten from people, particularly people from other communities that had gone through this in former base closures, said that you can try fighting it, but you'll end up spending a lot of money and probably with little success. You're better off saving your resources and think ahead.
In many ways, it was easy for Glenview to not look back. After all, it's rare that such a huge tract of prime real estate, 1,100 acres, smack dab in the middle of a fairly affluent suburb, becomes available for development. Another huge advantage, the entire base was already incorporated into Glenview. That eliminated any potential bickering with other towns over who got what piece of the land or who controlled what part of the redevelopment process. Furfer says that really helped speed things along as the town put together a redevelopment task force.
We went through a very, very 18-month-long process, starting with what are the goals? You know, what is this to become? What is the impact on the village?
There were plenty of ideas. Furfer says someone wanted to put a wave pool in an old hangar, while another wanted to turn the old runways into a drag racing strip.
As we were doing it, we had, I don't even know how many meetings we had. Couple hundred meetings open to the public, and we had public come to every meeting.
It sounds like we're all pretty much for open space, and I think that's the best option. Why can't we vote on it?
While not everyone agreed with the redevelopment plans every step of the way, Furfer says in the end, everyone had their say, and most residents supported what is now called the Glen.
We called it a basectomy. We started with an airport with over 100 buildings, and ended up with two buildings were the only buildings we could save in all the concrete corn.
Okay, we're turning down the main road that, through the Glen, which is called Patriot Boulevard.
Giving a tour from her car, Furfer shows off the results.
And here's the original hangar. You have a jewelry store and Von Maurer's, which is a department store, and a chocolatier.
In addition to retail, there's a mix of single-family homes, town and row houses, condos, senior housing, with a new school, community center, a lake, and parkland, and a business park. But with some key projects still under construction, some residents are concerned about the redevelopment costs and the way it was financed. And it still remains to be seen if the commercial properties will generate as much revenue as promised. Tom Markham, president of the Association of Defense Communities, says Glenview did a lot of things right, though, with quick, aggressive, and comprehensive planning.
Let me make one thing clear, though. I don't care whether you've got a great location like Glenview. These are very difficult projects.
And Markham says if it took Glenview a decade to get this much accomplished, redeveloping this round of military bases may take much longer. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You can find pictures of Glenview at npr.org.